How many tents, roads, and trash cans does it take to host the world's biggest gathering in India? This is the Marketplace Morning Report live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, what next with Brexit? After Prime Minister Theresa May's withdrawal deal suffered the biggest ever defeat for a piece of British legislation, her government faces a no-confidence motion tonight. She is likely to survive that, so she's now consulting lawmakers from all parties about the way forward. With more political turmoil, the only certainty, what's the mood in the City of London, the country's financial centre? The BBC's Philip Hampshire is there.
Well, I'm currently on the trading floor over at stockbrokers Peel Hunt. Trading has already begun on the FTSE 100, the stock markets, the various other different financial markets here in London. The FTSE 250, these are the medium-sized companies that make up the bulk of employers in the UK. Those are actually having a little bit of a game. It's been widely regarded that they're a little bit more exposed than the multinational giants like Vodafone and GlaxoSmithKline. So those medium-sized companies are having a little bit of a lift, but everyone is still very uncertain. A little earlier on, I was standing outside London Bridge train station talking to the different commuters as they headed in to the city to go and do their jobs. Here's what they had to say.
I'm feeling quite hopeful, actually. I've been hoping that May's complete train wreck of a deal would be rejected, because it's anybody's game now, and I'm hoping that they will do the right thing. Listen to the people who have said, you know what, we've changed our minds, please stop it. We now realise what we've gotten ourselves into.
She's gonna negotiate again, I think so. So if she'll do better deal, I think so, they're gonna remain, or they'll have another referendum.
I think that's what everyone's kind of hoping for, really, a referendum, and just hoping that we just forget the whole thing. Big waste of money, but let's stay in the EU.
I'm actually glad that she lost the vote. I actually think we can do better off by ourselves. So now we'll have to wait and see what she comes back with.
So those are the city workers and how they felt as they went into the office this morning. And I can tell you, looking at the financial markets right now, people who were hoping that last night's vote was going to provide them with some additional certainty, they're the most disappointed of all, because we seem to be no more certain in where the UK is going today than we were yesterday at the same time.
Philip Hampshire there. Well, some analysts' predictions that the pound would take a hit if Mrs. May lost the vote by the wide margin that she did haven't yet proven true. Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets, explains why.
Ultimately, nothing has changed. It was always going to be a binary outcome. It was always this deal or no deal. That hasn't changed. What has surprised me a little is this belief that somehow no deal has become much less likely. I would argue that actually it's become a little more likely, because it is still the default position.
So what should we be reading into this?
Well, for me, it's very difficult to read anything into it, because there's an alphabet soup of probabilities resulting from this outcome. Now, Theresa May has said that she will try and draw a broad cross-party consensus, assuming that she gets past tonight's no-confidence vote by Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour Party. I think it is quite likely that she will survive that vote, and really then it's just a question of what sort of plan B is there, what sort of agreement can MPs coalesce around to take to the European Union that they will agree to. Ultimately, what this probably means is that there will be an extension to Article 50, but that is not entirely in the gift of the UK government. And given that there are European parliamentary elections in May, I can't imagine that any extension will extend much beyond May this year. So the big question that people should be asking is, what sort of agreement will gain over 320 votes in the House of Commons that will either get a deal or reverse Brexit? And no one is asking that question.
Michael Hewson there. Let's do the numbers. Global stock markets are mixed as investors try to determine what is next for Brexit before the UK's March 29th exit date. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney said this morning he wouldn't put much weight on short-term market moves as those talks continue. The FTSE 100 is lower as other European benchmarks rise. India's Kumbh Mela, or festival, is billed as the world's biggest gathering of people. Organizers expect about 120 million pilgrims to bathe at the confluence of three holy rivers. That's more people than the populations of Britain and Spain combined. Now, Hindus believe bathing there brings salvation. But how do you actually plan such a mammoth event? The BBC's Yogita Lamai is there.
Some people, I've heard them describe it as a religious trade fair in a very sort of loose sense, because what you get here when you walk around this big festival, there are various religious gurus, if you may, or religious leaders from all around India who come here and sort of set up their tents. It's an opportunity for them to preach their thoughts to people, to perhaps gather more followers. You see a lot of holy men walking around in saffron robes or white robes, long beards, flowing hair. That's the sight that you see all around.
And Yogita, the logistics are just incredible. More than 4,000 tents, 122,000 toilets, 20,000 trash cans. It's a lot of organizing.
All of this requires a lot of money as well. What we're being told, that you know, the budget for this year's festival is about $400 million. Part of it comes from the state government, and some part of the money is then allocated by the central government as well.
Last question, Yogita, you going to take a dip?
You know what, I put my hand in the water yesterday. It was freezing cold and it's also really windy, so I don't think I have the courage to do that.
You and your sins intact. Thank you very much. Yogita Lamai in India there. I got lost at my first Kumbh Mela, never found my tent. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report, coming to you live from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.